Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with another episode of Azure Friday with my good friend Pranav. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, Seth. I'm Pranav Rastogi, and I'm a program manager on the Azure Redis Cache. So this is our distributed caching solution in Azure. It's basically Redis on Azure. And so today I'm going to be talking to you about a couple of administrative actions that we're looking to add to Redis. One of the common ones that we're trying to add is a reboot functionality. And these are admins. Functionality, so be careful. The reason why we're adding reboot is sort of a test scenario. Because what we have done as part of our Azure Redis offering is we offer you a high availability scenario where we set up two nodes for you, a master and a slave, and you get an endpoint that you talk to. So it's master that you talk to. Behind the scenes, we replicate data between the master and the slave, sure. You know, and when one of the nodes gets unhealthy, like so the master is getting patched mm-hmm. by Azure or there's some hardware failure, then we fail you over to the slave. Mm-hmm. And we've heard requests from customers, hey, how can I test it? Like, you know, the scenario of simulating a failover.
Oh, I see.
So what we have done basically is we've added this reboot functionality where you can reboot either the slave or the master, or you can reboot both nodes. And then you can see what happens. So in our case, I'm gonna sort of reboot both nodes. So this is a cache where I have enabled persistence. So remember, persistence is a way for you to persist the in-memory data from the cache to Azure storage. So in case both nodes go down, then you can hydrate the data from the cache.
And this is important because I think what I'm just realizing, correct me if I'm wrong, is when you reboot that, because everything's in memory, it's gone.
Yes, let's do that. So this is a cache. So I'm gonna hit reboot. So the rebooting action is being submitted to our backend. We're gonna reboot both nodes. I'm just gonna show you that this cache has persistence enabled. And I'm gonna do the same operation on a cache which does not have persistence enabled. And we'll see what happens to the data. Like hopefully, you know, what I'll be able to demonstrate is that you won't be able to see any data. So persistence is disabled. And I can hop into the console. So console is a unique feature that we've added. It's Redis console, Redis CLI that you can run sort of within the browser itself. Mm-hmm. And I can run a keys operation, which will list me all the keys. So this cache has two keys. and so let me hit cancel. Let me go to settings. Reboot. And I'm gonna reboot both nodes of the cache as well, of this cache. So, and now what's happening in behind the scenes, since we have set up a two-node pair, master and slave, eventually there are like, you know, VMs or cloud services, mm-hmm. they're getting rebooted. So it takes usually about, I think, maybe about 5 minutes for the reboot to happen. So we'll come back to this in a little bit. Let's talk about the second part of administration that we're gonna sort of add as well. It's called schedule updates. And the scenario behind this feature is typically what's happening over here, since it's a managed offering, we are hosting Redis for you as a customer and we are managing Redis for you. And by managing mean is like we like the updates to Redis server or any bug fixes or any new features that need to roll out. So at any point we have to manage and sort of update the Redis server, you know, it's gonna cause a failover to happen. And sometimes, you know, for the most part, this failover just happens very quickly between master and slave. And you know, clients are very resilient to it. But we've heard requests from a few customers, hey, like, you know, even though our apps are built as per the best practices, we would still like to sort of control this failover on when does it happen, what timelines and stuff.
And so this is a way of, instead of us managing when these updates happen, as a client, as a customer, I can say, I want you to update, but only at these times.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct. So we've basically given you an option, like, you know, you can choose what days you want to update the Redis server, what's the time window. Most customers, in my assumption, you know, put weekends and like mm-hmm. midnights, and what's the time window, like what's the minimum patch window and what's the max patch window. So you can sort of schedule when updates to Redis server can happen. Like one caveat that I'd like to mention is this only covers updates to the Redis server itself. This doesn't cover updates like that Azure might push out, for example, OS updates that might happen. Mm-hmm. So those are out of our control right now. So keep in mind, so this will only cover updates to the Redis server, which we'll roll out as per these the scheduling pattern. any Azure OS updates will happen at the frequency that Azure rolls out these OS updates.
Fantastic. So it feels like the administration stuff is all about managing when the thing is going to reboot.
Correct.
And there's two scenarios. There's a scenario where you want to fail it to see if it works when it fails.
Right.
And then there's a scenario where when you're updating, it's going to reboot, and you want to specify when this can happen.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. So let's go back to our cache. So I had two caches. Let's go to the persist cache. And then let's load up the console.
And this is the one, if I remember right, where we rebooted both master and slave.
Correct.
And so theoretically, there should be nothing in this cache.
No, so this is the one which has persistence enabled.
Exactly. And so because of persistence enabled, it should have come back. It should have come back.
Correct. So this should have had data. And if the keys command doesn't return, that means the reboot is still in operation.
Right.
So we'll have to sort of wait a few more minutes. So while we're waiting for sort of the reboot operation to finish, like, you know, a key thing to keep in mind as well is once we set up the master-slave scenario for you, it's only available in standard and premium. Basic is only a single node cache. So that means like anytime that any patching happens on a basic tier, like the data will be gone and you lose connected with the cache. So basic is recommended for dev test only.
Got it.
Standard and premium have these two nodes. We handle the replication of data between master and slave. Data replication is asynchronous. That means each time a write happens to a master, it's replicated asynchronously to the slave.
Got it.
And the failover happens like fairly quickly, within a few seconds, basically.
Got it.
let's try again to see if the failover finished. And so this is like actually simulating what's going to happen in real time as well. So this has two keys, A and B. And if I go over to my other cache.
It should be dead, right? Because there's no, there was no persistent storage.
Correct. It might take a few more minutes because I started the patching operation a few minutes after I. So this list is empty.
Very good.
So, you know, that's why sort of you need to enable Redis persistence if you want to increase resiliency against data loss, and these admin operations of you know, how do you want to reboot so that you can test your application on how does a failover happen, will sort of give you a good way of testing your application and make it more resilient. Plus scheduling updates will give you a good way to sort of minimize any potential downtime to your applications to be fairly less.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning about administration on Azure Redis Cache here on Azure Friday. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.